There we go.
No. I'll write this down.
I'll put pictures up there for you.
That'd be better.
Stick color code it.
Touch, don't touch.
You're probably going to need to say yes on the mic and yes on the video. Mm-hmm. And okay, thank you everybody for sticking with us. After a closed session, we want to announce we held a closed session from 6:36 to 7:05 p.m. to get advice on a contract. Next, we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor?
The only thing I have is, Larry, if you could remind Public Works about that dead tree on South Main. I mean, I'll cut it down, but I can't get the root up. But the limbs are starting to fall on the sidewalk. Thanks. That was it.
Councilman Sewell?
Mayor and Council had a busy week this last week. We were guests out at Crystal Steel, and Councilman Windsor, the mayor, and myself attended. It was really a very lovely event, and really excited for all of the new jobs and everything that brings with it. The mayor and I also attended the Maryland Municipal League conference at the beginning of last week, and I wanted to share the two priority issues, the legislative priorities that were voted by MML that to pursue this year. The first one is the full and permanent restoration of municipal highway user revenue, or HUR, as you probably have heard it called. Legislation passed by the General Assembly in 2018 provided an increase in municipal HUR funding to about 85% of pre-recession levels, but only for five fiscal years. After fiscal year 2024, the law is set to return municipalities to the low levels experienced just a few years ago, with no guarantee of additional grants. MML will advocate for removing the fiscal year 2024 sunset and return to full and permanent funding of municipal HUR. And then the second one is the preservation of local authority on police accountability boards and charging committees. Part of the police reform suite of legislation that passed in 2021 requires each county to have a police accountability board and establish an administrative charging committee. The law does not, however, offer municipalities the option to establish their own accountability board and charging committees, despite their municipal police departments having autonomy from their county counterparts. This year's proposal would revise the state law relating to police accountability boards and administrative charging committees to give municipalities to give municipalities the option of creating their own board and committee. So those two things were voted on by the MML body, and they will be the key priority issues this legislative session. And then the other thing that was adopted was an environment climate change initiative, and that will be present in all of MML's platform this current year. So I just wanted to share that with everyone because I thought those were both very worthwhile things to pursue. There were some other things, I think, from the MML conference that Mayor Abner is going to touch on.
No, those were the two I was going to do, but thanks.
I thought you were going to talk about the...
I am, but okay. That was on my list too, so I scratched those off. Thank you. But anything else?
No, that was it. That was it.
Councilman Phillips?
Two things. I believe you were getting a quote on the tennis courts. Did you ever get anybody a quote on that?
I haven't moved forward on that one just yet.
Okay.
We'll put out an RFQ for it, and then after that, like we're doing otherwise do a cost proposal once.
Yep. It's all right.
By firms. Again, that's going to be a springtime project, late winter project.
And I know this is a very, whatever word, down the road. Can we get a rough estimate for a demolition of houses along Academy so that when we might have a way to get some money, we at least know how much we need to start getting rid of some of these properties that need to be gotten rid of? If we don't know the cost and how to budget, we're never going to get it done. And as I've said before, there's at least three on Academy alone that need to come down. However we need to do it, it needs to happen, because sooner or later somebody's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to cost us a lot more than if we didn't.
We just did one in Greensboro. I think that was $16,000.
That ain't actually as bad as I thought.
Right? Mm-hmm. How big was that house?
Two-story.
It was.
Huh?
It had a basement, too.
Yeah.
And they did. They had to do extra work to not collapse the sewer line.
Yeah, lip paint, and especially tile.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, painting,
I just.
All that, yeah.
I meant, I have ways written down to fund it, but it's going to be off a ways, so I meant at least a couple of them. And then you get one or two torn down and either, what, build a property owner or sell the piece of land and recoup your money and start for the next one, so.
Yeah.
But we got to start. So
yeah. I talked to the fire company about my brother's house, but they wouldn't do it.
Too close.
And the problem with two of those on Academy is even tearing it down is going to be rough. Mm-hmm. They're right on top of each other, but still needs to be done. So I just figure if we can at least get a rough estimate so we know what kind of money we need to budget. So,
sir.
That's all.
Councilman Willoughby?
Just a follow-up from 2 weeks ago about the request to get an updated code document and charter document, if they exist, that could be shared with us. I heard Christy say, you know, for that 30th date, planning and zoning is meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big concern of mine. If we have a sitting planning and zoning board that does not match what our code says the planning and zoning board should be, then is that planning and zoning board actually given authority to act if it's not following our code? And if I went before them and you told me that I couldn't do what I was asking to do, the very next thing I would do was would challenge it in court and say it's not, that's not even the group of people that the code says it should be. So I did ask that 2 weeks ago. Could we get a list of all the boards, commissions, terms, every membership? Just repeating that request, because we're going to get ourselves in trouble.
We are working on that.
Yeah. But that one, if they're meeting coming up on the 30th, we need to know if the right people are meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right, so 2 weeks ago, a very important person was left our appointment list, so can I get a motion to appoint Christy Marshall as our town clerk?
I make a motion that we appoint Christy Marshall as the town clerk.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yay, thank you, sorry.
Thank you.
Should have reminded me.
That was my bad.
I called Lindsay the next day, and I'm like, oh.
It was totally my fault.
She's like, were they trying to tell me something?
It was me. I know. I was like, you're
it was that one typo you gave me. Yeah. See?
You're not allowed to
you're
go
out.
Anywhere.
Trying to start packing up?
Nope.
I got a lot of junk in there.
Nope. You're good.
Thank you.
One of the things, the other thing that we got at MML was being part of the Sustainable Maryland program. What that is a certification for the town of Fredericksburg, that we are a certified sustainable town in Maryland.
Yep.
These are the list of items that you need to do. We don't have to do all these. We have to score 150 points. We do a lot of them already, so I think this is something that I would like to pursue. One of the things that I got out of some of the meetings at MML was that by doing this, you qualify for all kinds of extra bonus grants that we don't qualify for because we're not involved in Sustainable Maryland. Mm-hmm. So once we get that designation, it opens up a whole bunch of other doors. And I think it goes with us, you know, utilizing the Marshy Hope and having, we have such a valuable asset that we don't utilize. A lot of this goes along with that. So if you guys can take a look, and then if you're interested, and the first two things we have to do is appoint a green team, and then we have an action plan. So there's some stuff on the Facebook page. If you look through here, I circled a bunch of stuff that we kind of already do. So I've reached out to Chop Tank Health. I had already talked to them prior to seeing them or seeing it on here for Options for Health and Wellness. They were interested in doing some community partnerships to have like walking clubs and some exercise or wellness programs here in Federalsburg and to tie in with their new opening. So there's already, like I said, there's a lot of stuff I think we're already checking off. So if you guys can take a look at that. And then the other thing was, if you guys have any suggestions for the file structure, of, you know, I think I got everything, but if not, we can always add, right? We don't.
Yeah.
So I tried to think of the other areas that we have right now, and we can add more, but I tried to hit the big key areas. So if you guys have any suggestions, I can create those. As Debbie said, we had the Crystal Steel Orsted partnership event that we went to. With Councilman Windsor was also there. It was really nice. They're mm-hmm. putting $73 million into that facility, and they need to hire 50 people. So it's really good for the town of Federalsburg. Today I had a little meeting with DART. They did a session for the police department for in case there were to be an emergency, layout, maps, how mm-hmm. to be proactive if they were to have something over there. And we had a little plant tour. They are going to do it again, and I had asked them, we can schedule whenever, so we'll try to pick a day that everybody could go. It was really neat what they do over there. I felt like I was in, like, how do they make that, like, on the History Channel. It was very cool. They love being here. They love the town. They are putting $23 million into that plant and the expansion. So as long as they continue to make their numbers, that plant will stay here. They hire, right now they have 500 employees. They are trying to get back up to 600. They had to shut down. They lost some employees because of COVID, because the market shifted. There was more at-home use, whereas the commercial use was not as much. Like, the people weren't going into, you know, 5 million people a day weren't going in, or 8 million people a day weren't going into New York City and buying coffee, but they were using paper plates at home. So those are and they're also dealing with the same supply chain shipment issues that everybody else is having, because they can't get paper, they can't get that, and that stuff that they use in their processes. So it was really, really interesting. So they're willing to host another one, so I told them I'd give them a written information and let them know when they could schedule something so everybody could attend. Larry, Main Street is cleaned up where the fire was. Thank you so much for getting on top of that. They've cleaned up along the side of the church. All the glass is gone, and the window frames are gone. And thank you for Public Works for cleaning everything up for the parade, you know, making sure everything was good. And I think that's all I have.
Mayor Adner, I have one other thing
yeah.
I forgot, if you don't mind. I believe all of you would have gotten an email from the Caroline County Office of Tourism on or around October 13th. It has to do with the Maryland Traveler Survey. If you would look through your email and find it and complete it, we would, because, you know, I wear many hats. I'm the Vice President of Tourism for Caroline County. We would greatly appreciate it. And if you complete it, it should take about 10 minutes to complete. You have a chance to win a $500 MasterCard gift card as well. But the purpose was, so that we can have this last couple of years, we can better understand the visitors to Caroline County, their travel interests, you know, their plans and their needs. So if you would take a few minutes to do that, we would really thank you.
I will go with that. Anybody have anything else? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to go to a couple dates because I need to get my advertising started.
Okay.
The parade, I'm told, I'm assuming it's still December 13th, the Christmas parade. It's
second
the
Monday.
Second Monday.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. The tree lighting, do we know when that is?
The first Friday. I think it's like
the
third. I think it's Friday the 3rd.
Correct.
And do we wish to proceed with the house decorating contest? I forgot it last year and it got to be too late, so I couldn't get it.
Yeah, sure, I think we should.
Happy always took care of it, and I forgot about it last
year.
Yep,
I'm good with that.
Okay.
And then we are also doing the drive through Chambers Park.
The Christmas and Chambers Park.
The Christmas and Chambers Park.
Do we know when that is?
Yes.
Yeah, December 19th. And was
there? We want to put that in, like, these go in, like, the Carolina Review. And
yeah, I think it's
Christmas
fine.
In Carolina.
Yeah. That drive-through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do luminaries and Santa.
We did, yeah,
and
everything
stuff.
That
it's,
we did last year. We're going to do it again this year.
I'll really go on the details.
Okay.
Thank you.
Was there anything? Oh, we, well, that's for the other one. I was going to say we're doing a Chambers Park cleanup on November 13th. That's
correct.
Saturday, but that would be something that you need to advertise. We'll put it out on Facebook, but we can put it out on the, you know, our advertisement that we're doing a cleanup up there for kids that need service hours.
The lighting is the 3rd.
Anybody think of anything else?
The parade is the 13th.
Okay, that's one I'm missing.
If not, then can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.